This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, a community reacts when high school administrators stage a panic for a surprise drug sweep. And a film follows a pack of restless teenagers from Michigan's icy north to the barren battlefields of Afghanistan and back home again. But first, the magnitude 5.8 earthquake that rattled the East Coast back in August also triggered speculation about whether the controversial gas drilling technique called fracking may have been responsible. Fracking involves drilling into shale thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, then fracturing the Earth by pumping millions of gallons of sand, water, and chemicals into the shale to release natural gas. So far, contamination of groundwater supplies has been the focus of those opposing Big Energy's push to expand fracking. Now, evidence is mounting of a connection between fracking and unusual seismic activity the world over. Mark Fischetti is senior editor at Scientific American Magazine, who oversees the magazine's energy, environment, and sustainability coverage. He's been tracking fracking for more than a year. Mark, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks.
News broke earlier this month that a UK energy firm found a probable connection between fracking and two earthquakes there earlier this year. What did the report say, and how convincing is that evidence?
Yeah, this was in a place called Blackpool in northwest England. And the drilling firm, there were tremors that were felt and recorded, and the drilling firm there essentially said that they agreed that the fracking operations they were conducting were likely to have caused those tremors. The two caveats are that the tremors were very small in size, 2.3 on the Richter scale or smaller, which is almost hard to feel yourself. And they were drilling only a few kilometers underground, whereas most fracking operations are a lot deeper.
So tremors were small. Report reactions small? I mean, any response at all from the energy industry?
Not a lot. The U.S. drillers still say that they don't see a link between that. And this fracking is really happening much more in the United States than in Europe. So Europe is sort of looking to the U.S. to see what's being experienced here. I would say, though, that there's been a correlation between geothermal energy, deep geothermal, and they call it enhanced geothermal energy, where they pump water way down into rock in order to heat it and turn it into steam and let the steam come back up and turn a turbine to generate electricity. And there have been a fair amount of study about lots of tremors being caused by that. It's not the same as fracking, and yet it's similar. You're messing around with the deep layers of rock.
Mm. The U.S. Geological Survey has published findings confirming that processes like, and that's in quotes, fracking could be to blame for, quote, natural disasters. This was something that a lot of people pointed to after the August earthquake. Some geologists also blame fracking for tremors that shook Arkansas earlier this year. So what is the theory exactly behind the connection between fracking and triggering earthquakes?
Yeah, and that's why I brought up geothermal, because it's sort of similar. In fracking, you have a layer of shale that's deep, typically, a mile or more down below the surface. The layer's horizontal, so you drill vertically down to it, and then you turn 90 degrees and you start drilling horizontally through it. Then you pump water and sand and chemicals down in there to kind of open fractures in that shale, and the gas comes back up the hole. Any time that what you're doing is you're altering the stresses in the layers of rock. So, we sort of think of the Earth as this massive, solid, single piece of rock that we're standing on, but it's not like that at all. There's fissures through it. There's tension between different layers in the rock. So when you force water down there under pressure, or when you tap into water reservoirs or steam reservoirs for other reasons, you're altering the stresses, and that's what an earthquake is. There's stress that builds up in rock, and at some point that stress is released. When a natural earthquake happens along natural boundaries between rocks, but if we start messing with the pressures and the boundaries, we could trigger those.
There is a terrific illustration of what fracking is actually doing in an article by Chris Mooney. He's been a guest on the show, but it is in Scientific American, and we will put a link to that at our website.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
wordofmouthradio.org, because it really clarified to me, you know, this sort of difference in the horizontal and the vertical and what that might be doing.
Right.
But of course, this is a big issue, especially with domestic energy or the push for domestic energy to be ramped up here in the U.S. You've written off about the squaring off between companies and regulators on some in some fracking battleground states. So fill us in, if you could, with what's happening right now in New York State.
Yeah, New York really is the battleground. Fracking is done widely in Pennsylvania, and the same rock formation, the Marcellus Shale, it's called, extends up under New York State for in quite a lot of the state, actually. And there's a second formation there, too. So the gas companies definitely want to tap into that. Right now, they can't. There was a ban on fracking in New York, but the current governor, Andrew Cuomo, lifted that ban in May, and the Department of Environmental Conservation, the state-level environmental department, basically drafted rules to allow fracking, and those rules are under public review right now. So on December 12th, the review process period ends, and the environmental department has basically said they're going to then go ahead and take the comments into account and issue regulations, which would essentially allow fracking to begin.
We're talking about the growing evidence about the environmental effects of a controversial drilling process called fracking with Mark Fischetti. He's senior editor for Scientific American magazine. Well, in New York, they're also talking about the potential effect on the water supply for hundreds of thousands of people. So it's warnings of potential disaster. Is that mobilizing the public to oppose fracking? I mean, what if we bump this up to fear of a major earthquake? What does that do to the argument?
Yeah, I think most people, first of all, there is quite a strong reaction against fracking in New York State. It's even, you know, the Occupy Wall Street movement, there are people down there now opposing fracking who are part of the movement. So it's definitely a big issue. But drinking water safety is really what people are worried about. I don't think the earthquakes are something that most people feel is an immediate threat to them. But, you know, your water supply is your water supply. And drilling ostensibly could occur in most areas of the state. So a lot of people, you know, you don't know where that might be. If you taint the water supply in upstate New York, it might be supplying drinking water to people hundreds of miles away. So there's that sort of fear of the unknown out there somewhere, and you can't pin it down. So I think the drinking water is really what people are worried about.
Despite these kind of environmental fears, though, and opposition, unemployment is still soaring. Fracking promises to bring money and jobs into many distressed areas in the United States. So after looking at this for more than a year, what do you read in the tea leaves for the future of fracking?
Yeah, you're right. Jobs, you know, cheaper electricity is sort of a temptation, but the promise of jobs from the industry is probably the biggest factor that would have people in favor of it. In Pennsylvania, the natural gas industry, if you want to look at it that way, employs thousands and thousands of people. And so, that, you know, the industry makes the argument, hey, we could bring thousands and thousands of jobs to New York State. And certain politicians are really sensitive to that right now. So I do think that politically in New York, well, and Governor Cuomo has basically said he's in favor of it. So politically, fracking has got the backing of the legislators there. It's just a question of whether the safety worries and public outcry is enough to balance that.
Well, we'll be sure to follow the story as it continues to develop. And, Mark, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure, thank you.
Mark Fischetti, senior editor at Scientific American magazine. He oversees coverage of energy sustainability in the environment. And we will have links to his article and also the article I mentioned by Chris Mooney that shows a detailed explanation of fracking.